Welcome to Haley and the Knobs. Hello, Haley.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, my dude.
It is Thirsty Thursday. What have I had today?
Well, I mean, I'm currently sipping on a ginger ale, so you're probably doing better than me.
I had three rum and cokes for breakfast. Let's see, at lunch, a mint julep, just a leftover feeling from the Derby.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm completely soused. Do you think anybody drinks mint juleps after the Derby?
Do you think anybody drinks mint juleps ever?
Yeah, the only
even for Derby.
The only people that drink them at Derby are the people from out of town. We
right.
fooled them into thinking that's a thing.
They're tourists. They're idiots.
They don't know any better. Bless their hearts.
We should tell them all, you know, the Lily, I hear it tastes a lot better.
Oh, have you never had one, Ian?
I don't drink at all, so no.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Terry, you have, though.
I have not had a Lily. What is it?
Are you joking?
No, that's the Oaks Day drink, I guess, but what is it?
Oh, Terry, it's very good. I think it's basically just a fancy vodka cran.
Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a drink person, you know, a fixed drink, bar drink person. I like a beer, and then occasionally I'll have a bourbon over the rocks, and that's it.
Looks like the Lily is vodka, orange liqueur, cranberry juice with a little lemon juice and some simple syrup. So, yeah, kind of a fancy vodka.
Super fancy. Yeah, I'll take it.
If my wife were having one of those, I might say, oh, take a little sip of that. Yeah, that's nice. And then go back to whatever I was doing.
She would say no.
Right.
She'd be like, no, this is mine. Get your own.
Get away.
No. She does this thing sometimes when we're at dinner. And I will look if I have a beer. And then I'll be talking to somebody. And then I will look over and my beer's almost gone. And I'll look over at her and she'll just bat her eyes and smile. And I'm like, you, what just happened here? She's tired of waiting for them to bring her next one.
But I mean, she's so cute. Can you even
really
be mad at her?
It's the batting of the eyes. She gets away with it every time.
The Terry.
They'll bring us a fresh one. That's all that matters. Okay, so we're mask free now. Who's going to walk into Walmart? Oh, or you can't do that yet. The stores still tell you if you have to wear them, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I checked, I haven't been in there in a week or so. I'll see in the morning, but Walmart still had the big sign up that says, you know, we require masks.
Did Andy Beshear say, he used futuristic language, we're going to be following the CDC things. Didn't he mean, I know he's making his announcement at 10:30 tomorrow morning, but he's not acting like he gets to hold everybody over for one more night.
It kind of feels like that, because I noticed the same thing in watching the video. I was like, but you're already announcing it. We're already here. Biden just did everything, announcing it.
It seems, yeah, and Biden walked out without a mask on, and then Dr. Jill Biden and what's the actor's name? Jennifer was married.
Aniston.
Lopez.
Garner. There we go.
She and the two of them were doing some sort of an event today in West Virginia, and they made a ceremony of not wearing masks. It was a few hours ago.
Well, I know the CDC did have a few caveats there at the end of their order. It was, you know, you can go mask-free except in
airplanes.
Certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
Airplanes,
yeah.
I still feel okay about wearing mine if I were to get on an airplane tomorrow, just because it's me thinking about the circulating air. That I told you guys I had a little bit of a panic when I got on a plane a month ago. It was like, yeah.
I mean, now that I've gotten used to wearing a mask, I really don't see myself not wearing it out very often.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to shed the habit pretty quickly.
Oh, no. So you're going to go get your groceries mask-free.
I don't feel weird about that. I mean, I've hugged people for the last several weeks, too.
Huh. That's interesting.
I need the human interaction.
In your elderly age, Terry, do you think that's smart?
Right. I don't kiss them on the mouth, but I...
Okay, thank you.
Some of them he doesn't.
That's right. But I don't mind hugging somebody. We turn our heads, you know, to the side, so it's ear to ear, I guess, would be the only contact.
I kind of like the fact that we have to keep apart, because I wasn't a big touchy-feely person before COVID. So at least I had the excuse of, oh, no hug, sorry, COVID. But now I have to hug people again? Are you kidding me?
I'm just preparing myself for the state fair. That's all I can tell you.
That's, oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, when he'll be kissing everybody.
That's what I do. I can't help it. The pigs, the cows, everybody gets a kiss at the state fair.
He's going to give Kevin Harnett a run for his money.
Well, Kevin Harnett's naked. I keep my clothes on. Kevin
well, but I'm just saying in the booth. Kissing department.
That's true.
You know, he's got his booth. You've got your booth. We're going to keep a tally, see who is the best kisser at the state fair.
We're we could make that happen. We could beat Kevin.
We're doing that.
We're getting a full-on state fair, though, this year, right? I mean, that's August. This is May. Come on.
I'm sure. I think they said it was going to be business as usual this year.
Yeah, and that we had Ryan Quarles on last week, and he was already talking about a full return to normalcy for the state fairs.
Right. What? How did the state fair work last year? They had it in some limited fashion, but how did that even work?
Only the people that were showing something at the state fair could be there.
That's right. Yeah.
It was an odd thing, I'm sure, without any fans cheering, without spectators.
Very sad.
They had to do the horse show because I know that they're scared of losing it. The show.
Oh, the national championships. Yeah.
It's the world's championship horse show in Freedom Hall, and that's a big deal. There's a lot of money tied to that, and there's a lot of local business connected to that. And I know they were panicky about that. And that's what that whole wrestling match was about last year. It wasn't really about the state fair. It was about the World's Championship Horse Show. They don't want to admit that, but that was the whole thing. And then yesterday I was talking with David Beck, who's the CEO of Kentucky Venues, which is the downtown convention center and the expo center, the whole fairgrounds area. And I was asking him about those types of things. Hey, are we booking the big acts, the big shows that we used to have on a regular basis? And he didn't give me a firm yes, but he just said, we are booking shows. He didn't say, they're all coming back. So I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of those shows are going to go through their own evaluation process of, is this something we need to do? Is there a way we can do it cheaper? You know?
Yep.
Just due to the economic hit that a lot of people have taken over the last year and some change.
Yeah, that's more of the convention stuff. But in terms of like the big shows that go at the Expo Center, you're talking about the National Farm Machinery Show. That's a huge moneymaker for this city. And it's beyond 1 week. I mean, it's a long-term, massive money-making machine that we've had for a long time. And so it's just getting those things on the books to make sure that we can, you know, and I think he said to that one, though, Ian, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, he said we're going to miss it this year just due to timing, but it is already back on the books for 2022.
And it's contracted out beyond many years beyond that.
Remember, yeah, much like the Trifesta.
Right. We're only getting one of those this year, but all three are expected to be back in place for 2022.
Yeah, and that was more of a promoter decision than the Kentucky Venues decision, so.
We get Louder Than Life this year, but next year they add back in Hometown Rising and Bourbon and Beyond.
Correct. And the lineup for Louder Than Life released tomorrow at noon on one of our brother stations, 95.7 QMF.
Very good, Ian. Look at you cross.
You know, just trying to make sure everybody in the family, you know, plays well together.
But I follow you on Twitter, Ian, and you've already announced four of the acts.
They've already announced eight, actually.
I've seen four on your Twitter feed.
Yeah, they had a couple that they announced over the last couple of weeks, and then on Monday they came out and said, on Friday at noon, we're going to have the full lineup for you. But each day this week, we'll give you a little preview. We'll give you two bands. So we got two on Tuesday, two on Wednesday, and two yesterday. So.
Oh, smart.
Eight now. Let's see. Mudvayne, Machine Gun Kelly, Beartooth, the local guys from Oldham County in Knocked Loose are going to be coming back. Yesterday, the acts got a little bigger. Korn, Stained, and today we have Gojira and the guys in Rise Against. So the first eight are in. Yeah, Haley's excited. The Chicago guys, Rise Against.
Listen, Rise Against and Machine Gun Kelly would be fun. The other ones, meh.
Well, we'll see if the lineup has anything else for you tomorrow at noon.
Thank goodness. I'm missing my bourbon.
Bourbon and Beyond. Just announced Rise Against, but they still put the whole dates on September 23rd through 26th, but they're not playing all those days.
They won't tell you which artists are playing which days until we get a little closer.
Mm-hmm.
They may have that tomorrow, actually. I'm not 100% sure. It's been so weird over the last year or so. You never really know exactly when you're going to get what information. So I know we're supposed to have the full lineup tomorrow. Whether or not we'll know the days, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Ooh, good teaser.
Louder Than Life in late September here in Louisville, and it's massive. And it doesn't matter where you live in this whole metro area, you'll hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you will.
That's the beauty of that show. When they were down on the river, whatever that park's called, is it Champions Park. I live about 2 miles from there. We got to enjoy all the weekends, the Hometown Rising or whatever else was down there, Bourbon and Beyond.
It's just so fun.
Sit on the porch and listen. Mm-hmm. A thing of beauty, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a good interview with Mr. Beck, and we talked about some of the challenges here in Louisville and whether or not we're going to be fully, reconnected to the entertainment world. And he had a lot to say about that. It's not all necessarily rosy, but a lot of it looks pretty good for us. So that's
we'll take it.
Yeah, that's right. It's online at WHS.com. Coming back with Haley and the Knobs in just a few minutes. We have a few things to get to, including one more visit to Chrissy Teigenland.
Doesn't get any better.
I'm always on Team Tay-Tay, Haley. You know I'm safe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and Tay are close.
I don't hear from her anymore. But she's gotten on with her life,
She needed her last...
in the early days.
Well, yeah, now she's on her own. She's over 30. She's good.
Yeah. She doesn't need any radio DJs to help her anymore. So I've gone back to loving Celine Dion. Who's going back to work, by the way?
This is what the world needs.
That's right. Celine Dion going to work November 5th in Las Vegas. She's doing one of those residency things. That's got to be a great life. They pay you millions of dollars when you're somebody, a star at that level. You stay in the whatever the presidential suite is in that building. And then you just casually tell your family, let's have some dessert. Oh, wait a minute, I got to work in 10 minutes. And then they get on the elevator and go down and go to work. And then, then they go back upstairs.
Your job is just to sing your hits. You just sit on a stage and sing for a ton of people who paid a ton of money just to see you.
And people just love you.
Oh, Celine Dion, treasure.
Let you know, though, that the world is coming back because Celine is coming in for the shows, and they're not playing. That's November 5th when she starts at wherever it is in Las Vegas, one of those big fancy hotels.
I'm just happy you got on a team with someone who can actually sing.
Are we going to that next, Courtney Stodden?
Well, I mean, I thought you were going to that right out. That's why I led with Tay-Tay, but I mean, at least Celine Dion has real talent.
You are not going to drag. You're not going to do this again. They're going to be the next big pop star, and you're just mad.
Next big pop star? What? Is that spoken word singing thing going to really catch on?
That's a thing called rap.
No,
Ian.
No,
and
not
yes,
when
it
she
will.
Does it. No, no, no.
Oh, so you're mocking Courtney Studd. 100%. Right, oh, my. How many bruises can I take in one day?
I was going to say, don't do that to them.
Are you saying because she's had a tough go of it lately?
I mean, yes, as I'm sure Terry will bring up here now.
I sent you the link a little while ago, Ian. It's getting worse for Chrissy Teigen. She was just hammering on Courtney Stodden 10 years ago, but there's so many other ones.
And like, And they're bad. They're really bad.
Well, and who was right about that yesterday before the extras came out? Haley was right.
I know.
I mean, I'm not going to say, but, you know, I was right. So
you were right. More backlash for Chrissy Teigen. That's John Legend's partner, who's funny. She's hosted a talk show. I enjoyed her talk show when it used to be on in the afternoon because it was on and when I was prepping my radio show. Or else it was on maybe when the show started.
Yeah, I think it was the first hour.
3 o'clock, yeah. Anyway, I got a kick out of Chrissy Teigen. I didn't realize she was so mean.
You are a stan, if I do say so myself. You stand Chrissy Teigen.
I guess.
Now you can explain to Terry what that means.
It just means you support someone. That's all it means. But not anymore. Not what these mean.
I'm losing my grip on my support. It's just because the more, you know, I saw the nasty tweets about Courtney Stodden. And it's like, ooh, yeah, that makes me uncomfortable. And then I just kind of let the story go. I just thought, she's still Chrissy Teigen. Witty, you know, clever. And then they started showing me these other tweets. They're like, hey, hold on, hold your roll, slow your roll here, we got more. And then she's attacking Teen Mom star Farrah Abraham.
Ugh.
She called her a filthy name for a prostitute, and
yeah.
She made fun of that kid who got an Oscar back in 2013, who was only like 8 years old. Her last name's Wallace. Is it Quvenzhané Wallace? Was that her name?
What was the movie?
I can't remember, but I remember when she was on stage and everybody's like, oh, look at this incredibly talented young person. And then Chrissy Teigen texted something about, is it okay to call a small child cocky? Which is, at least she didn't curse about it. But I mean, there's her husband singing All of Me Loves All of You. And
what, does he love this part of her? All of this?
I don't know. What sort of a chat do you think they're having in the house now? Because Chrissy Teigen, as I told you guys at the end of the show the other night, she's apologized to Courtney Stodden. And she said, I've tried to reach out to you, but since I trashed you publicly, I want to apologize publicly. And then Courtney Stodden said, I still haven't heard from her because she blocked me years ago. So
right.
Chrissy Teigen needs to unblock her on Twitter so they can talk that way.
How much of Chrissy's recent absence from Twitter do you think might have been caused by all this? Like, maybe some of her PR people heard from some of Courtney's PR people what was coming, and Chrissy went, you know, I'm going to go ahead and back away from Twitter for a little bit. But then when it didn't happen right away, she was like, oh, well, I must be good.
Here's the thing. That's a good idea.
She's got a big contract with Target, for one, because she has merchandising in Target stores. That's a huge deal. That means a lot of money. And several people are posting other hateful tweets from the past and saying, Target, are you good with this? So you think maybe there's some of that negotiation going on?
Could be.
I'd be shocked if there wasn't a conversation going on.
So anyway, that's the latest on the trash of Chrissy Teigen, and I don't know what to do.
It's a fine line between being alternative and being mean. And when you're asking someone to end their own life or commit harm to themselves, probably more in the mean category.
Seems a little strong, that's for sure. Anyway, unblock her, Chrissy. Let's all unblock each other. Let's all communicate. And we'll see what Target has to say about this, because Target's woke. We'll see how long this lasts. We'll just see how long this goes on. It's Haley and the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHS. We don't trash each other here. That's all I'll tell you.
What's poppin'?
Brand new What's poppin'? That is Jack Harlow. More evidence today, or more information today anyway, on the shooter, Ronnie Luciano, who's a friend of, or the DJ, I guess, for Jack Harlow. He, of course, he turned himself in to Louisville Metro Police this week after a warrant was issued for an arrest in connection to the fatal shooting of Kesmira Nash, 37 years old. That was in the early hours of Derby Day at Vibes Restaurant and Ultra Lounge. But Haley, have you heard this? This guy accused of that shooting may also be connected to an August 2020 fatal shooting at a club called Exclusive Nightclub.
Oh, also in Louisville?
Yes.
Oh, no.
There was an altercation inside Exclusive Nightclub just before Tori Cortez Foray, age 39, was shot and killed August 31st, 2020. He was shot outside of the club. That's on 7th Street Road, died of a gunshot wound at 3:44 a.m. And there's a lot of connective tissue back to this guy who's connected to Jack Harlow. So it's like, wow. I think his real name is Ronnie Tyshawn O'Bannon, but he also goes by Ronnie Luciano. He's 27 years old. And Jack Harlow obviously came out. I saw whatever it was, Instagram or Twitter or whatever. He communicated his deep sorrow for the family of Kashmira, who was shot and killed on Derby
Eve, so right?
Derby Eve, I guess late night into Derby Day. So what else does Jack Harlow need to do? I mean, he's in a precarious position.
I mean, he would have to completely step back from the DJ and be like, nope, no connections, cut all ties until he's, you know, proven fully innocent. He's not going to be part of my group. That's what I think he should do, because I think that would get him the least amount of blowback.
Yeah, I mean, it's a national story because Harlow was with him in that club, and obviously we've all seen that video, and he's a few feet away from her. And the woman who's going to wind up getting shot. And it's like, wow. And then now we know why there was no Riders Up call from Jack Harlow on Derby Day, which was scheduled. And they got Dwayne right. Lucas to do that because of all that pandemonium that had happened in the middle of the night.
Mm. Hey, though, that's a pretty good reason to not do a Riders Up call. I'll give him a pass on this one.
A public appearance. But Ian, what happens to Jack Harlow going forward? Does this hurt his situation, or does it just kind of just pass on and then people move on and they don't remember this?
Nationally, I don't know that it's a story even. So
I would think, Variety.
Oh, is it? I mean, I haven't.
TMZ, Variety, yeah, I've seen it on national.
I mean, I'm sure they've picked it up, but I don't know that that's a big negative for him, I should say, nationally. You know, mm-hmm. Someone in your group is, you know, charged with murder. It's a negative locally, I would think, because, you know, a lot more people are going to know their connection and that here. But I think he's doing everything he can do right now. You know, the statement on Instagram talking about, you know, the family of the person that was shot and hoping to keep communication open with them. And it seems like he's doing everything he can to be available for whatever help he can give on each side of that. So
right.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how tight these two guys are, but or have been in the past. I mean, because typically, you know, a lot of people who are, you know, have in Jack Harlow's position have a lot of people that are sort of in their circle. So, I mean, are they like besties, or is he just one of the guys that may be in the orbit?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I know, you know, a lot of his group all ended up with almost like Super Bowl rings, you know, when his album came out, and I haven't paid enough of attention to see if he was one of those guys that got one of those rings, but
sleuthy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, like you said, a precarious situation for him.
And today with this added on interest, they haven't charged him with that one, but the police let everybody know today that he is a person of interest in the murder of this other man from last August. It's like that was Shively Police, actually. That's where that happened on 7th Street Road. But a story to watch, that's for sure.
Most definitely.
You know, yeah.
I think he's safe.
Yeah, Jack Harlow. I mean, it's just an interesting thing. Yeah, guilt by association. Nah, you know, that's not the proper phrase for this. But it's certainly a tough, challenging position, to be sure.
Well, and the unfortunate part of that is, you know, the hip-hop world, having someone in your group that has a charge like that is not necessarily a negative, if
that's
that makes any sense.
It does.
So
it's sad, but truthful. Yeah. Right, you are. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, get on a happier note here to close out. It's Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. I'm a finish right now. I don't take breaths in. I recommend you don't listen to your friends. Back now. We are mask-free, people. Are you saving your masks? But you say you're going to keep wearing yours, right, Hales?
Oh, yeah. I love my masks. They're staying.
I got my Green Bay Packers mask. I just want to hold on to for sentimental reasons. Just tack that up on a board somewhere so you can just see it now again or be reminded of this era.
It'll be like, hang on. When we had that mask, we still had Aaron Rodgers and the days were good.
That's right. I will always hearken back to the before A-Rod, after A-Rod era. That hurts. Here's Dr. Fauci, though.
That we know the risk is extremely low of getting infected if you're vaccinated, whether you're indoors or outdoors. But there are those people who don't want to take that bit of a risk. And there's nothing wrong with that, and they shouldn't be criticized.
There you go, Haley. You will not be criticized for wearing your mask.
You better not.
In the shower, no matter where you go, just wear your mask. As long
as I'm wearing it now.
Your voice is really coming through it nicely.
Thank you.
We're taking a few days off. See you next week, guys.